Hello, crafty friends. Welcome to Craft Theories, where we talk about the hows, whys, and what the hecks of the paper crafting world. I'm your host, Terry.
And I'm Savannah.
She's the cute one.
Terry's adorable, too. Super cute, Mom.
Thanks.
I am the personality hired.
Okay. The personality. She was hired for cuteness and plucky comic relief right there. Okay. Today, we're going to talk about a very serious subject. Okay, just kidding. We're talking about snacks. It's a fun day. Snacks in the craft room. Bring it on. So crafting for Savannah and I is kind of like a way of life. We've been doing this for over 20 years each, and it's just part of our life. So it's no surprise that we've also incorporated snacks and food into our crafting because those are also a part of life.
Literally keeps us alive.
Essential, folks. Okay. We like eating. We've grown used to it. And it makes it easier to eat in the craft room. It's less breaks. We can just stay in our happy place longer. It's also the same as an office, like snacks in the office. If you work in any type of office, you know, they have snacks most of the time everywhere for employees to keep working and being productive. And
or like car dealerships, they have snacks because they know it's going to take a while for all the paperwork. That was my favorite part whenever we got a car is, oh, the snacks, you get to rate them, rate them till they're dry. I mean, yeah.
That's a really good point. They want to keep you there as long as possible, and they do it through food. Yeah. So we love our craft rooms, and we like staying there as long as possible. Food helps make that possible. I just wanted to put out there that my experience with snacks in the craft room might be a little different than most people. I think I'm just now realizing, like, decades after high school, that my time in foster care and living with relatives, I was hungry a lot and I would carry food around in my bags. I would never eat a whole anything. I would always save half for later, not even whole pieces of gum. I still think that's a little decadent to eat a whole piece of gum. I think when my teenage son eats three at once, I'm almost apoplectic. I just gasp. Like, how you can't do this. But he doesn't know what it's like to not have gum or not have those things available. So I am just realizing that that is a characteristic of people who have been food insecure. So I'm working on it a little bit. I just know that having snacks in my craft room, I don't eat them all day. I generally only have like one or two a day. But it just feels better knowing it's there. So that's my disclaimer. And hopefully you have a different life experience than that. We're going to dive into that. The main reason, I think, and the most obvious reason for having snacks in the craft room or office is to keep you there longer. Like, you don't need to get up and interrupt your work. You don't need to shorten your work. You can, you know, keep being productive for a little bit longer. And since it's my happy place, I am happy to comply. I don't feel like I'm being manipulated. Like, oh no, must stay in the craft room. No, must churn out more cards. No, I love being there. There are times when I'm like, oh, I'm just a little hungry. Oh, wait, I have snacks. Okay. And water too. So that's the main thing. Also, when you have snacks, it keeps you from trying to create when you're in a hungry or really tired state. And it's no fun to create when you're hungry. You get crummy creations. And yeah, I didn't even notice I did that. Yay, thanks. Good catch, Savannah. Yeah. Crummy creations. So you eat. Okay. And it's no fun when you're, you know, so hungry, you're starting to feel a little spacey. It sucks all the joy out of creating. So grab a little snack and keep at it. Keep feed those hamsters. Get those little wheels rolling. Okay. It reminds me of like trying to drive my old Bronco 2 up tall hills. Like, it just didn't want to go. Like, give it more gas. We got there eventually, but it was a little nerve-wracking. So no, we don't want to do that. So not only is it less fun, the work is less quality. Like there's some reduction. A couple weeks ago, I was getting ready to go to bed and I was kind of tired. And I was like, no, I can at least cut card bases. I'm okay. You know, I've got one eye open. I can do card bases. And I grabbed 6 sheets of cardstock and scored and cut them. And when I went to fold them the next morning, yeah, only one out of the whole 6 sheets was cut and scored evenly. It was very distressing. I spent a lot of time trying to rescore and recut and then resize everything I was working on. Don't do it, folks. Don't work hangry or tired.
And it was really funny because the next morning when she was folding all the cards, or I would just hear this, man. And it's extra funny because Terry's a really precise crafter and is normally like, oh, double check angles. Like I rarely hear her cut something crooked. It does happen. She is human, but it was just really funny to do, come on.
So, no, it was very distressing. And like Savannah said, it does not happen very often. I was just truly surprised that I only got one out of the 6 done correctly. I had no idea. I think it's probably like driving tired. Like you think you're okay and then it's dangerous. Like there's close calls and even worse. So crafting mishaps.
Might have to buy more paper.
Right. If your budget is fine, then you okay, go ahead. Hack and slash, and at least we could use it for punches or die cuts. So having snacks kind of gives you a little boost so you can prevent accidents and disasters like we mentioned. I guess that wouldn't be a disaster. It was just, man, I was really surprised at how bad it really was. Not only does having snacks help you create better and have a more enjoyable experience, you get to stay there longer. So this is particularly important when you're in a groove. Like there are some times when you're crafting and you get these brilliant ideas flying at you and you are going to revolutionize the crafting industry. They've never seen something so good. And then you have to get up and go eat. Sometimes when you come back, it's gone. Like you have no idea what you're working on. And it's kind of sad to lose those bursts of inspiration, especially because they're so magical. Like when you get those brilliant ideas to you and like wherever you're at in your level, like, oh, you feel inspired and you're trying something new and great ideas are flowing. It's hard to get up and leave that. You want to stay in that moment and follow those ideas through. So you're being in the groove and you're in the crafting zone. Like you're just there. It's really fun. So having a snack, you can just reach behind you under the drawer. I'm not going to say how many cubby holes I have for snacks. It's a little embarrassing. I don't even know how many. That's just the craft room. Like I said, my experience is probably a little different. Staying in that moment is really important. So when you have the snacks to keep you there and keep creating something beautiful and brilliant and breathtaking, I think that's important. And this isn't just relegated to crafting. Being in the creative zone and working has applied to brilliant thinkers for thousands of years. Actually, even going back to Archimedes, who was like 200 BC-ish. And he loved inventing things and he came up with a lot of theories like on water displacement and how to tell the volume of something versus the weight. Is famous for being able to discern gold from silver by weight and water displacement. Also, the water screw sluice to irrigate fields and coming up with brilliant war machines that help protect Rome. So great inventor, but he would work for days on end without stopping and his servants would have to force feed him and would literally grab him and throw him in a bath. So I don't recommend going that far that people around you are noticing body odor. And not just paper crafter, like anyone can get in that moment and like food is annoying to have to stop and eat that. And sleep, whatever is that. Speaking of sleep, Alexander Graham Bell loved to invent as well. He wanted to keep creating all day long, he tried to reinvent the sleep cycle so he could create longer. And he was thinking if he only did 15-minute power naps every hour, he could get more creating done during the day. It didn't work, but he tried it out. Now, we don't need to reinvent sleep or eating. We just need to find a way to make it fit in harmony with our lives. It doesn't need to be extreme. We do want to protect those beautiful creating inspiration moments.
There is another passionate individual, John Montague, who invented the sandwich in the year 1762 because he was so passionate about playing poker that he didn't want to stop and eat food. So he asked the servants to put roast beef in between two slices of bread so he could keep playing without getting his hands dirty. And the sandwich was made, and it's changed the world ever since, all because he was passionate.
So the sandwich, folks, and reinventing sleep, these are revolutionary things just to keep people in the moment of that zone where they're happy and creating or playing cards. I mean, same. But that's what we're doing. We are just trying to be groovy. We're staying in the groove, and it's kind of a fun place. I mean, we do stop and eat meals in the kitchen. Fine. Okay. And we sleep every day most of the time. But we get to enjoy our time in our creating happy space. I think that's kind of magical when that happens in the crafting process, to feel that excitement and enlightenment and new things happening. So having food nearby helps us stay in that zone. It doesn't happen very often. It's kind of a magical place, but ensuring that you can stay there a little longer makes it more enjoyable and amazing. So kind of fun. Another way having food in the craft room helps us craft longer is if we have kids, and then we can just give them the food. So we keep food for us to keep us satiated, but we also keep food so we don't have to stop to feed the littles. Actually, when I was writing my first screenplay, Savannah and Porter were little. They were like 4 and 5 or something. And I literally kept a giant box of fruit snacks at my desk. And if they came in, as soon as they opened the door and started to say something, I would literally toss fruit snacks at them and be like, okay, just a minute. And I would keep working. So,
well, then we'd be like, mom. And you'd be like, bleeding, ambulance, the smoke. No, 5 minutes. Okay.
They turned out fine.
Yeah, we did. It was good. We learned.
I think it was good for them to see their mom passionate about a subject, and didn't have to leave the home. They could see me excited about working and studying, and it's the same with creating. And I do that with the littler people in our home now. Is like, oh, I have snacks for me, and then I have snacks for them. Not only does having snacks for them like make you craft longer, but it's another way we help little kids feel welcome. I have stuff for you in my craft area. Like, you belong here. Come to me anytime and I can help you. It's not an all day thing. We don't, you know, shove them off all day so we can keep crafting, but it does give us a little extra time to stay in that creative zone. We're going to talk about what we look for in snacks, but I just wanted to say that we don't always have snacks in our craft room. I mean, I have some in mind now, but not everyone does. When I lived in Hawaii, when my husband was stationed there, I did not have food anywhere outside the kitchen. And that's because we were in military housing that was a little older. There were little critters. We got rid of most of them, but like any crumb you drop on the floor or anywhere, they were on top of it. So yeah, diatomaceous earth is amazing, but I didn't want to tempt fate, and I didn't want food near my crafting supplies because some of those little crawlies like to nest in paper. So that was my don't touch my paper. I'm like a mama bear when it comes to my paper. no, Tick, you stand back. So no snacks there, but it was near the kitchen. So if you have your craft room near your kitchen, you don't need as many snacks. You're already there. So hats off, you get it. You're there.
Also, I don't have a stash. I stress eat a lot. So a way for me to kind of to mindfully be aware of my stress and my stress eating is I don't keep stashes. If I start looking for a stash and just need to go eat, or I need to pay attention to what I'm stressed about. So I don't have a stash.
That you know of. A few months ago, Porter was recording an audiobook upstairs. We were all home at the time, so we were hanging out down in Savannah's area. I was crafting in her craft room, and I created my own chocolate stash. So just so you know, Savannah, it is still there. It's for me when I craft in your craft room. Yeah.
Okay, well, now I got to look for it. I'm gonna find it, and it's going to be a happy surprise.
It is a good happy surprise. It's really good chocolate. Just a few caveats to crafting, snacking and crafting. We can also craft about snacks. And we did have a taco blog post.
Yeah. We also have chocolate stamp sets. And we have a lot of food-based ones that are really fun.
Okay, that's true. I didn't even see the direction that this was going, but mind blown. We craft snacks and we snack and craft. Wow. Okay. So what do we look for in snacks that are in craft room? We have specific guidelines that we've learned, some through trial and error, of what works in craft rooms and what does not. So first of all, no sticky fingers. So nothing that will give you sticky or oily fingers. Oh, we do have fruit leathers, but we eat it in the package and peel it off like a banana. So we're always holding the outside of the package. So that's how we get by. Whew, because fruit leathers are a great snack to keep in your craft room. We get the ones from Costco. They are Stretch Tree is the brand. Anyway, they're really good and just have a couple ingredients. And then we also look for, we don't want orange fingers. So no Cheetos, Doritos, cheese-coated stuff.
One hack around this, though, I have recently seen is that you can use chopsticks. So you just don't want anything that you're going to eat and it has a residue because you don't want that residue on your crafting. If you have chopsticks, you can eat away.
Right. You just have to be careful about orange crumbs flying with that, but that would work in some cases. We don't normally have Doritos or Cheetos in the house. I think they mostly have MSG. I try to avoid that. That's another thing we look for. And then also, we don't want oily residue. So if some potato chips, if you get a little piece that falls on your paper, it will leave a little oil circle or even like mixed nuts. We don't want to ruin paper. You can't take that oil circle out. You can cover it up or cut it out, but it is no longer serviceable as a showpiece on your cart or scrapbook page. So we look for also non-perishable. We don't keep fresh fruit up in the craft room. Sometimes we'll bring a plate of fresh sliced apples or oranges, but we don't leave the peels up there either. We don't want anything to go moldy, especially if we're, you know, away for a few days. We don't want to come back to strange smells. We don't want to attract pests either of any kind. So no non-perishable stuff. So, and then that means pre-wrapped most of the time for littler snacks or sealable bags for bigger snacks.
I'd argue that you can have like Hostess or Little Debbie snacks because they come in the little bag. However, I mean, the Twinkies, you'll get like the sponge on your hands, but it is better. I don't personally eat a lot of those. I try to eat healthier. Healthier snacks, the better brain power, the longer you can craft.
You could. But my other thing that I look for is no crumbs. No crumbs. No Little Debbie's in my craft room. Okay. Stand back. I will not let you enter. Okay. No, I do look for healthy stuff, healthy options. Because when I was younger, I could eat, you know, Hostess snacks and be fine. But right now, they just make me feel crummy. And it's no fun to craft when you feel crummy. It's not even fun. And you're not creating as well as you could. There definitely is a diminishment of your crafting skills. Well, at least I noticed that. Maybe you're superhuman, but why chance it? Why chance it? We need super brain food, power food. We need to, we need all those hamsters going. And low crumbs. I don't want crumbs sticking around. I like the French butter cookies. Those are so good. They leave crumbs everywhere. So no, leave them in the kitchen. So, and then drinks. Yeah, drinks. We've had incidences with drinks. We have no open cups on our craft table. If you have an open cup, it goes on the far side of the room or in one of the bedrooms that's close by. It does not come near my craft table. And then we use water bottles with twist lids or other drinks. So a few weeks ago, my husband was being very thoughtful, and I don't drink a lot of soda except when I have a headache. It helps make the ibuprofen work better for me. So he was bringing me a can of Diet Dr. Pepper, and I don't like carbonation. I normally drink mine in a cup over ice and kind of stir it to get out as many of the bubbles as possible. But he gave me a fresh can and a straw. He was very thoughtful. So I carefully hold it to the side of the table and open it slowly, get it the pop fizz, and it's all is good. I put the straw in. I was like, okay, I'm just going to give it a little stir to get some of these bubbles out. And it literally exploded like a volcano. Like half of the can erupted and was pouring out. There was nothing I could do. I ran to the bathroom, so that then I had a trail of Diet Dr. Pepper, but it was kind of late. I was standing in between a table and a bookshelf, and it got on both. There was no way to stop it. And we had cards on display on the top of the bookshelf, and then Savannah was working on cards on the table, and it was everywhere. And I'm really sad to say there was some collateral damage, and we lost some cards that day. So moment of silence. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, it's still kind of sad. So twist tops on everything. Water. I like the flip tops too, so you can close it. One bottle of water or one spill can cause a lot of damage. Like it poured down the whole bookshelf. And if I had more paper sticking out, it would have ruined them. Like every single thing, I could have destroyed like packs, dozens of sheets of paper. So very careful about that. If I had had a Dr. Pepper in a bottle, I could have just twisted the lid back closed and waited for it to settle. But you can't do anything with a can. Like it just went. Now you know. Hopefully my experience will prevent similar incidences. If you've been crafting for a while, I am sure you have your own traumatic events that have happened with food and drinks in your craft room. So we'd love to hear them on our Facebook page. Please share so we can all learn and commiserate and maybe laugh a little in support of each other. If you're using reusable water bottles or whatever bottles, we keep them on the floor. We don't keep them up on the table where they could get knocked off or tipped over, or the lid's not on all the way, or even collect condensation, whatever. Nope, keep them on the floor. Good advice. I'm sure if anyone else has good advice to share too, we'd love to hear it. Am I missing something? Just wanted to go into the specific snacks we enjoy. It's just chocolate. Chocolate, it's most of it. I have chocolate for me, and then chocolate for granddaughter and little daughter. They like milk chocolate. So I have some stashes for them. And then I keep my dark chocolate. Well, I have a few places I keep my dark chocolate. That way the kids find it. They don't get it all of it. Like they only get part of it. Again, my experience is probably different. If you have pets though, I'm sure you don't keep your treats in places that are accessible to pets. Like they could get into it. So same kind of thing. Or you might even keep treats for your pets. So chocolate's about 80% of our stash. I keep fruit bars and fruit leathers from Costco. But sometimes I'll have some nut snacks that are prepackaged in a bag, kind of like the trail mix, like small bags of trail mix, but it's like healthier stuff. And I try not to touch it with my hands. You just pour it in. Just kidding. Okay. And that's occasionally we'll bring up snacks, or my husband, who's amazing, will bring me, here's a sandwich or leftover something. If I eat in the craft room, I'm very careful, hold it over my lap and then go wash my hands. But okay. So chocolate, like 80%, and then the other snacks. So it just keeps us going. It makes our craft room a happy place where we get to share. I like dark chocolate. Okay. Ghirardelli dark chocolate sea salt caramels. Like, that's it. Sometimes plain dark chocolate from Ghirardelli, dark chocolate in the door truffles occasionally, the unreal coconut dark chocolate snacks.
We are available for sponsorship if any of those companies are interested.
I'm sure no one's heard of Ghirardelli. They would love it if we'd mentioned on our, we're their target audience. Okay. The other 20%, fruit leathers, fruit bars, the smoked Gouda Triscuits. Those are okay. We live in a dry environment, so they don't get stale. When I did live in more humid areas, I would keep them like in a Ziploc or a Tupperware container to keep them fresh. They'll last for a while. So I love those. Sometimes pretzels, not a lot. Like if I eat more than a handful, I start retaining water. Okay. That's TMI. Okay. Not very often. I don't like corn syrup and stuff. So whenever I can find pretzels without corn syrup, then we'll pick those up. But not too much. Sometimes we'll have gluten-free crackers because they taste good. Just depending. We try to get stuff that makes us feel better. So it does keep us creating. And like it defeats the purpose to have snacks that make us feel crummy when we're trying to create. And that's the purpose of having the snacks in the first place. So the healthier I feel is better. I've heard on forums that a lot of crafters like to eat peanut M&Ms, that there's a little bit of protein and fiber and stuff when you get throw the peanut in the M&M. So you get chocolate and peanuts. I can't be too bad. Unless you have a toddler with sweaty hands, then that would become a problem. Most of you, I feel confident, have progressed enough to know not to hold M&Ms in your sweaty hands. So far, we've talked about using snacks to keep you in your craft room longer. There's another option, and that is depending on your goals. If your goal is to get out of the craft room more often, or one idea is to keep your snacks far away to force you to leave your craft room. My younger sister was on an Olympic prep volleyball team and pretty hardcore, intense workouts, but for their downtime and fun, they would play spoons, which is a card game where there's one less spoon than players. And as soon as you get the requirement, you would have to grab a spoon and the last person is out. But they would put the spoons 3 flights of stairs higher than them. So every round, they would race up the stairs to grab a spoon. So if your goal is to get out of the craft room and exercise, you could consider options where your snacks are further away to entice you to move a little bit. Perhaps, I don't know if I would go as far as 3 flights of stairs up, but it would be kind of fun. I've thought about it for a while. If my goals ever change significantly where I would need that, I might consider that. It's a workout, folks. I just wanted to think about snacking in a purposeful way. Like Savannah mentioned, realizing why she's snacking and if it's not because she's hungry and needs to keep creating, like why is she doing it? And so she's adjusted her craft room accordingly to create harmony with food and our crafting and to have it be purposeful and filling. And then when you just have positive energy towards it, then your creations are going to be even better and happier and perhaps craft world changing. We look forward to sharing those creations and happy moments. Before we go, we'd just like to take a moment. Savannah, what have you been working on lately?
I have been working on an album for my best friend, Cambria. Hi again. That's been fun, going over all the memories that we've had and making pretty scrapbook pages. That's my current work in progress. Terry, what have you been working on?
So I had a friend who works as a guidance counselor in a junior high, and she works with kids in distress, so often homeless kids or going through mental health issues. And she had some paper donated, which she asked if I could turn into thank you cards. So I spent a couple days just let me cut this up and make as many cards as I could. And it was a lot of fun. It was amazing how much the ideas flowed when I wasn't worried about, oh my goodness, is this going to look beautiful on Pinterest? But instead thinking, wow, I hope these people really appreciate the thank you cards. And I hope they represent her level of gratitude to people who share donations with them. And I was able to put together 25 cards. Almost all of them were different
very quickly. And it was very satisfying to create that quickly, and was very happy with how cute they all turned out. So anyway, I loved helping her. I love that experience. Sometimes when I'm crafting, I look at a new set and I'm like, oh my goodness, I know I had ideas, and they just kind of flee and I don't even know where to start. But it was really fun making for someone else. I was able to use like 3 or 4 die sets that I'd had and not been able to use on a project, and they looked really cute with how I used them for her. So I love that. I think there's something to be said for creating for other people as a purpose. So I'm grateful for that. I hope I can continue to create like that. So if you want to get one of our cute cards in the mail that we love creating, you can sign up for our Patreon, and we will send out every month a cute card or two. The cards come ready for you to share with people in your life or keep for inspiration. For more information, you can find us on our socials at Craft Theory Podcast, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram. Are we on Instagram? Savannah takes care of most of our socials. I'm so grateful for her. We're a good team. And oh, and our website, crafttheories.com. Yay. Thanks for listening. We hope you have a fabulous day and find harmony in your snacking and crafting. Thanks.
I got a microphone. Yeah. I got a microphone. Whoa. I got a microphone. Yeah. Craft Theories. This has been a Citrus Media production.